Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks to the quick response of a Carnival Cruise Line ship, two fishermen were saved. Carnival Fascination rescued two stranded fishermen on Wednesday evening. Their boat ran out of gas and was drifting about 25 miles off the coast of Barbados. After being rescued, the men were evaluated by the medical staff and disembarked in St. Lucia this morning to return to Barbados. Carnival Fascination is based year-round out of San Juan, Puerto Rico. Disney Cruise Line is expecting to homeport at least two of their upcoming liquefied natural gas ships at Florida's Space Coast.
Disney's got a total of three. We don't know if we'll have two or three of those ships, but they're coming to Port Canaveral.
That was Port Canaveral CEO John Murray. Little is known about the upcoming Disney cruise ships, except they will be 140,000 tons, be powered by LNG, and carry 4,000 passengers. And finally, a close call for a Greek ferry earlier this week. Just after midnight on Tuesday, a fire broke out on the vehicle deck of a passenger ferry underway from Piraeus to Chania with over 1,000 guests on board. The Greek Coast Guard said in a statement that the crew brought the fire under control and ordered passengers to their muster stations. The fire was quickly extinguished. Taking a look at the closing bell for Thursday, a down day for cruise stocks. Carnival Corporation closed at 61.58, down 73 cents. Norwegian Holdings closed at 53.32, down 93 cents. And Royal Caribbean closed at 122.91, down $1.04. You can find more news at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.